Amen. So great to see everybody here this morning to celebrate Cultural Sunday with us. So I'm going to carry on from where we stopped last Sunday. So we've been looking at a series called The Return of the Lord. The Return of the Lord. We started that last Sunday. So today I'm just going to spend probably about 15 minutes just highlighting a number of points for us. Then after that, we will pray. So we started looking at the series, The Return of Our Lord Jesus Christ and the Rapture. And what we were asking was, what is the return of the Lord? What does that mean? When is Jesus coming back? Is Jesus coming back? What are the signs that we're going to see when Jesus is about to return? What does that mean to you and I? Why is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ important to you? What's going to happen to people who are believers in Christ and people who are not? So those are some of the questions that we'll be asking as we go along with this series over the next few weeks. But today I want to focus on just one part, and I'll make a number of points, then we'll pray. So today I'm looking at what are the signs that Jesus mentioned we will begin to see when his return is drawing near. What are the signs? I remember when our son was born, and our daughter as well. By the way, I helped to deliver them. I was in the labor room as well. So I don't know if I should be given, what's that medical certificate that they give when you can deliver? Please, can you remind me? So I'll tell them at the hospital to issue me one of those certificates because I was present in delivering these people. So, but what am I making reference to? When it's time for a woman to give birth, she goes into this labor pains thing. And I'm sorry if I say labor pains thing. I remember my late wife, I was with our first son, and she was like, oh, I'm feeling, we're at home. We're still quite young then. She was like, oh, it's time. I think I'm, you know, beginning to feel these labor pains and all that. So it was like, wow, packed. Took her to the hospital, and she was on the bed. She was lying down, and I was there. And she was like, man, I'm in pain. It's contracting here and all that. And I was just there sitting by her side. And I couldn't really understand what she was going through, but she was going through a lot. And at the end, I helped to deliver the baby. So Jesus said that there are certain things that we'll begin to see, certain signs to indicate that, look, his return is near. It's like I made the analogy here. When it's time for a woman to give birth, she starts to experience certain symptoms and certain things. So what are the things that we'll begin to see or that we should be looking out for when Jesus is about to come? I'm going to read a portion of scripture this morning, Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 14, and I'll take my points from there. Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 14. It says, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? So his disciples went to him when Jesus was alive on the earth, when he was present on the earth. And they went to ask him this question. What are the signs that we should be looking at? What are the things that are going to indicate that you are returning soon? Because Jesus told them that he was going to leave them. He was going to be crucified. And they were curious to know, when are you coming back? What are the things that we should be looking for? I'll continue from verse 4. It says, Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am Messiah, and will deceive many. So, the first point that Jesus makes here regarding what the signs will be that his coming is near. The first point he says there is this. He says, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. So I'm going to make three points this morning. So the first one is that Jesus said, when his time is approaching to come back, there'll be a lot of deception. Now, he now goes further and he says, many will come in his name and deceive many. You know, when I come across some people, some complaints that I get, there are one or two complaints that I get. And some of the complaints are, you know, when I go on YouTube, this preacher is saying this, this preacher is doing this, the church is doing this. They're not nice in this church. This person swindled that person for money. So sometimes I get people telling me that about the church. Just not our church, just generally speaking. And if you go on YouTube sometimes and you just Google church or something. Now, this is not all churches, by the way. Some people come out and they're like, they're saying things that are definitely not scriptural. They're doing things that are definitely not scriptural. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. Jesus said that there'll be people who will be what I will call fake preachers, fake Christians, and they will mix with the church and give the church a bad name. You know, there's sometimes that you go to some places and you say you're a pastor and people start looking at you funny. It's like, oh, I hope this person isn't going to collect my money or stuff like that. Jesus said that this will happen. So he says one of the things that we will see is deception on the rise. And when you begin to see that kind of thing, know that his coming is near. I'll read on. It says, you will hear of wars and, verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of war. See to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is yet to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. So the second point I'm making this morning is that Jesus said something about some of the signs. He says there will be nations rising against nations. There'll be rumors of war. All you have to do now is just turn, if you have a telly, I think most people watch YouTube now. Go to the news. Go to CNN. Go to NBS. Go to any of those news channels and just watch it for 1 hour. And I can tell you that they'll be telling you about the stories of the different wars in different countries. This person is bombing that country. That person has attacked that country. That person has done this. So Jesus said that what we'll be seeing in the world to indicate that he's coming back very soon, there'll be loads of wars and rumors of war, threats. This country will say, if you try this, we'll nuclearize you. We have interballistic missiles. We will do this. Threats, rumors of war. Oh man, it's like Pastor B, this is Cultural Sunday. Why are you telling us this kind of thing? Why don't you tell us something slightly more uplifting? Oh, Pastor Benson. In fact, okay, do you know what we'll do, right? When I finish talking about this thing, we'll get Sister Kutse to come. She'll lead us in some dancing to lighten the mood a bit. She'll be like, oh, Pastor B, why did I do that? Like, he's going to be calling me. Don't worry. So the second thing Jesus says is that there'll be rumors of war as well. And he says there'll be earthquakes, there'll be famine. All these things that we look around. There was a study that they did on someone said this, so I can't verify exactly scientifically. And they said that between the record they have, and like I said, this someone said this, is that between the years of, let's say, 20 AD to maybe 1960 or 1950, there were earthquakes. But from the early 1900s till now, the earthquakes that have been reported around the globe have quadrupled. They have increased at such a dramatic, exponential rate. So these things are happening. It says there'll be earthquakes, rumors of war, people threatening, nations threatening nations, and all those things. Second point. Then the last and third point I'm going to make. So let me just read on. It says, verse 9. It says, then you'll be handed over to be persecuted and be put to be dead. You'll be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and betray each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many. Because of the wickedness, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. The final point, and the third and final point I want to make this morning, is that Jesus also said something here. So remember, we've looked at the first one, that it says there'll be many deceivers in the faith, but they're fake. Number two, there'll be wars, rumors of wars, famine, and all those things. The third one relates to us as well. And it says a number of things here. It said, in these days, many will turn away from the faith and the love of many will grow cold because of the wickedness. So the last thing that I'm looking at this morning that Jesus says is this. He says, many will turn away from the faith, and because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. So what that means is that what we'll be seeing as well is that people will just begin to take, they begin to have like a nonchalant attitude towards the faith. This church business is too much. Why do I have to do this and this? I can. And he says the love of many will become cold. And many people, he says, will depart from the faith because they will have, I mean, so many things will be going on. I remember I was watching this interview and they were talking about this man who made such an impact in, I think, the early, late 90s. It was very, very, he was a very young man then. I won't mention his name. And he was very popular amongst like the young people. He was, you know, out there. He was one of like the early people that were on telly that was like really popular, really on fire for God, you know, always preaching the truth and all these things. Then some years later, this man now comes on the screen and he says, well, as for him, he's no longer a Christian. And people were like, what is happening here? How did this person go from preaching the gospel, influencing the lives of so many young people, and he wakes up one day and he says he's no longer a Christian? There's another musician that he's not a musician. There's one musician that I loved so much. This guy, I mean, any guy that's a musician that plays guitar is my friend automatically. As long as they do praise and worship, they have a guitar, I mean, that person is my friend. I mean, this guy with his guitar, he could lisp, no instrument, just him singing and with the guitar. He could lead praise and worship. Thousands of people, just him, his guitar, no instrument, and just singing. He wakes up one day and puts a post out on Instagram. I'm no longer a Christian. Very saddening. But the thing is this. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. So what am I saying here as I close? Jesus said a lot of these things to let us know when the birth pains of his coming will begin to show so that we can be conscious of this. But the last thing that Jesus also said, which is an encouragement to us, is in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 28. Luke, chapter 21, verse 28. It says, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads. Tell the person who is standing, sitting next to you. It says, when these things begin to happen, we see rumors of wars, we see people doing all sorts of things. It says, stand up and lift up your heads. Tell them, lift up your heads. Stand up and lift up your heads, please. It says, because your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption is drawing near. That means Jesus is coming back for you and I very soon. We don't know when, but he says, when all these things are happening, don't worry. Don't panic, he said. Don't panic. Why? Because our redemption is drawing near. Jesus is concerned about us. Jesus is looking after us. Jesus is expecting us. And Jesus will be back for us at some point in time. Amen. This morning, we're just going to rise up and just pray. You know, I absolutely love the church. And you know, what I tell people quite a lot is that for me as a pastor, I don't see the church as just as an organization like Red Cross, Rotary Club, all those clubs, which are good ones. The church is a family. Do you understand? The church is a family. It's a place that when you come to the church, it's a place where you're meeting people who love you, people who support you, people who care about you, the same way Christ cares about you. Do you understand? So the prayer I'd like us to pray this morning is quite short. Let's just have a conversation with Christ this morning and just say, God, even with all these rumors of wars, all these things that are going on that might be a bit terrifying, you have said I should lift up my head because my redemption draws near. So you're just going to pray that in the midst of all these things that are happening in this world, that God will keep your heart at rest. He will keep your heart in peace. In Jesus' name, let us pray.